Bonanza Gezondheid.
Welcoming our guest telephonically, Dorothy Deploy. She's the Cancer's Executive Manager of the Southern Business Unit. Dorothy, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for the invitation, Denise.
We are going to be speaking on a subject that I think, you know, we should revisit this time and time again. And thank you that we are able to speak to you over the years to inform our listeners and also to empower them. Thank you for that, Dorothy.
A pleasure.
So January is Sun Smart Skin Awareness and Environmental Awareness Month. How common is skin cancer?
You know, Denise, that South Africa has the second highest incidence of skin cancer after Australia. And also, if we look at incidence, the non-melanoma cancerous skin lesions, there's 20,000 people diagnosed annually in South Africa, and then 1,500 people will be diagnosed with melanoma in South Africa annually. So that's how high the incidence is, and obviously the fact that we are the second highest in the world should tell you something about how often it happens in South Africa.
And I'm sure there are so many of our listeners that did not even know that we are second highest in the world, and that causes reason for concern. So what are the warning signs of skin cancer?
I think that if the listeners can just be aware of the warning signs, is that you look at the mole, and it's got to have certain characteristics, and we call it the ABCDE. So A is asymptomatic. It's a mole that the one half of the mole looks unlike the other. Your common mole is round and it's symmetrical. The border around the mole is poorly defined. Your common moles are smooth and have even borders. Color changes. It's a mole that has more than one color, because your common mole is usually a single shade, black or brown. Then the diameter, larger than 6 millimeter, is cause for concern. And then we have the E, which is evolved. It grows bigger and becomes more prominent. And the more you are aware of it and you're monitoring it, you kind of see that it doesn't look like a common mole, and it has all the other features that should be a warning.
And Dorothy, I wonder if you could give us that five, the A, B, C, D, E again, just to shorten it so that our listeners could maybe just hear it again.
Yes, A is asymptomatic, which is the one half of the mole looks unlike the other. So because your common mole is round and it's flat. Border irregularity, so it's poorly defined edges. Your common mole is smooth and it has even edges. Your color changes. Your common mole is one color, either black or brown. So any mole that looks like it's two-toned, with different colors in it, is a cause for concern. The diameter, larger than 6 millimeters, is a cause for concern. And it grows bigger and becomes more prominent.
And if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Dorothy Deploy, and she is the Cancer Executive Manager of the Southern Business Unit of Cancer. Dorothy, how can one lower the risk of cancer?
One need to be aware, first of all, of where there is any mole or any abnormalities anywhere where that is cause for concern. So we promote that you have regular skin checks. We usually advise the individuals, if you think that there's something on your back, ask somebody to just look for you on top of your head, which is also a area that is exposed to the sun, to just check for you. To go for regular mole mapping, which is just looking through something to see, which we call a photo finder, which is basically what the dermatologists also use. And what it does, it actually identifies any abnormality on your skin. And then, of course, to be more aware of the sun. We know how hot it is. I mean, Cape Town and I think throughout South Africa, there is rain in between, there's cloudy weather, but the sun is still seeping through, and it's very hot, hottest time of the day, 10 till 3, to ensure that you wear a wide-brimmed hat to cover your ears, which is very exposed, and your neck, thickly woven fabric hat, and also thickly woven fabric outerwear if you are out in the sun all the time, to be aware of the sun protection factor and the need to use a good sunscreen, and just to be more aware that if you're walking from the shop, from your gate to your shop, you might already be exposed to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
For those that drive, your arm that is outside of the window or even your tinted window has doesn't protect you from the sun. So just to be more aware of your surroundings, of how important it is to use a good sun sunscreen, to wear protective eyewear. And I think that the South African public just need to be aware of the risk for skin cancer and that proactively ensure they are not exposed.
Mm. Now, are there different skin types, and what advice would you offer all skin types?
Yes, we first of all would advise all skin types that doesn't matter whether you are light skin or dark skin, you are still at risk for getting abnormalities on your skin. Obviously, certain skins are just more prone to exposure. Like your type 1 would be your red or your blonde haired person, blue or green eyes, they burn easily. Type 2 would be blonde or light brown hair, also burn easily and very sensitive, very high. So your type 1 and your type 2 skin types, which is your red or blonde hair, blonde or light brown hair, blue, brown or green eyes, is the greatest risk of developing skin cancer.
Now, if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Dorothy DePluy, and she is the executive manager of the Southern Business Unit of Cancer. And this month, the entire month of January is Sun Smart Skin Awareness Month. And she readily agreed to speak to us on this very important topic that affects all of us, because due to the harmful rays of the sun, we need to be proactive and protect our skin. Dorothy, what is the CSOR? So we've been on your website, and there's some information on the CSOR. Could you tell our listeners what it is?
Yes. The CSOR stands for Cancer Seal of Recognition. And what that means is that we abide by strict standards. It's called the Calipo standard. It's the EU standard for sunscreen. Meaning that sunscreens that has that standard has to have certain ingredients that doesn't expose the user to harmful elements. So what we do is that when we are approached for having our cancer seal of recognition on a project, on a product, it goes to stringent laboratory tests that we have in our laboratories that we use, and then based on what the finding is, the cancer seal of recognition is allowed to be used on products. And we regularly test the products, even those without seal on, to ensure that they continually have that standard within the product, that what they had said they were going to put in the product is actually still in there.
And we often read about UV, wear UV sunglasses, UV apparel. Could you tell our listeners what UV is? What is UV apparel?
UV rays of the sun, and the UV protection is to protect yourself through clothing and that to the very harmful rays of the sun. So the UV rays indicate how long you can spend in the sun before burning when protected by a sunscreen. So if you have a sun protection factor, which if you look at that, is the same. What it does is protect you against the ultraviolet light, is that you look at the sun protection factor in a product that will tell you how much protection you will get.
And what about the clothing and hats? Are they advised as well?
Yes, they are. They also are tested by us, and what we have is called the swing tag. And the swing tag is on the protective clothing. If your listeners go onto our website, they will see exactly what supplier has got the cancer swing tag on the clothing, protective clothing, from kiddies to adults to hats to sunglasses. And those are because our swing tag is on there because we can actually say that they have abided by our standards.
And Dorothy, could you talk to us again about SPF and what SPF is, what it stands for, how does it work, and which one should use?
Yes, the sun protection factor is how much protection you will get for a certain period of time. So basically, if you usually burn within 3 to 4 seconds and you use a sun protection factor of 30, it will give you protection for 30 for 3 times longer than when you would usually burn. So we promote sun protection factor sunscreens of between 20, preferably 30 to 50, because that will tell you how long you can be in the sun. So, and we also advise that you put it on before, you rub it on before you actually are exposed to the sun, and then regular intervals. So what we find is that individuals who put on the sun protection factor sunscreen of 30, they would go into the water and they would come out and they wouldn't put it on again thinking that they are still protected from the initial time that they had put it on the skin. So so there's certain things that you need to do, and on our website is all of those guidelines, but just to know that the sun protection factor in a product that has our logo on offers you 3 times longer than what you would usually be. So if it's 20, it's 2 times longer. If it's 30, it's 3 times longer. 40, obviously 4 times longer. So that's how much time in the sun you'll be able to be if you have certain sun protection factor products.
Thank you for explaining that. There's been so many inquiries about exactly what it means, and now we all know. So what is the UV smart armband that we read about? Sun Cancer's UV smart armband. What is that?
Yes, Denise, it was an armband that was developed for us. That what it meant was it has it was blue and it was purple. Some was for kiddies, it had a different color. So what it does is if you wear it and you go into the sun and you are exposed for a certain time, it will start changing color. So it will indicate to you that you are having exposure to the sun to that extent. We don't have it in stock at the moment because our supplier was from outside of the country and our stock was sold and we couldn't replenish it. So it was replenished, so we couldn't replace it. And but so some of our offices in the country might have, but most of us, it was sold out within a campaign month because there was such a huge demand for it.
And Dorothy, it's almost time for us to bid you goodbye. What would be your take-home message? Just to tell our listeners again that Dorothy Deploy, she is the executive manager of the Southern Business Unit of the Cancer Association of South Africa. And she is our guest today. This month, the entire month of January, is Sun Smart Skin Awareness Month. And we're also going to be taking up this topic with Dorothy again in February. So we will keep you informed on the date that this interview will happen. Dorothy, what would be your take-home message?
I think, Denise, the key message is that everyone is at risk of getting skin cancer. It doesn't matter how old you are, your skin type, or where you live. So it's up to the individuals to ensure that they lower their skin risk, ensure that they are protected again in the sun, know your family history and skin types, and do your monthly checks. But I think most importantly, I want to end up by saying the schools has restarted, the school sports, and the school sports day is on the calendar for the first quarter. Moms, parents, to please and teachers to ensure that children are protected from the sun, the harsh rays of the sun, that they kind of have their outside activities, not during 10 till 3 if they can, or if they can't, then to have protective hats, wide brim to cover the ears and that.
Yeah, true. That's everywhere. Even our drivers drive for hours. Yes. They sit behind a steering wheel. Sun is, you know, we exposed to the sun somehow or the other. Even in your car, you sometimes feel, ouch, my hands are burning.
Yes. Because the sun. Yeah, the front, your one hand that's near the the window, how different it looks from the other arm, you know?
Yeah. Dorothy, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for the great work, the legacy that you at Cancer, all of you are creating at the Cancer Association of South Africa, and always being available to talk to us and to the listeners. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Have a lovely day.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.